Sometimes, especially at times like these, when the world's in turmoil, our own country is in turmoil, the problems seem to be unceasing. And so many different types of problem, political problems, problems of sickness and incurable diseases, environmental problems. It just seems the problems are so many. And that rather than things improving through the methods that we're using, which largely is material or external improvement, that's our method, to change things on the outside. It seems our problems, difficulties, dangers are getting worse. The world seems worse. I don't think this will come as a surprise. I think we're all thinking this. And sometimes we're even frightened for our children and our children's children. And we wonder, what on earth will life be like for them? And we become, I think, sometimes we can become despondent. We can feel a sense of hopelessness. We can feel discouraged and depressed, and as though we've nothing really to contribute. We don't know how to accomplish world peace, to solve all these many problems. We don't even know how to be peaceful in our own life. We experience so little peace of mind. We have so much mental discomfort, anxiety, irritation, agitation, our minds uncomfortable. And it seems as soon as one worry ceases, another worry begins. We feel under a lot of pressure, like our life is stressful. And even when we do get time to relax, it seems that even relaxation takes so much work. We need to listen to something. We need to be doing something that takes so much equipment. I think even relaxation in our modern life has become so complicated. We need to be watching something. We need to be listening to something all the time. We can't just sit quietly and enjoy the stillness of our own mind. We need peace. We need inner peace. We need mental peace. We need peace of mind. It sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Even when you say the words, we need peace of mind. We need a peaceful mind. We need to learn how to make our mind peaceful. For 1 minute, 5 minutes, 1 hour, several hours, 1 day, 1 week. Eventually, our whole life, permanent inner peace. This is what we need. So if we're going to answer the question, is peace possible? I think if we just look at the advice given by, let's just say ordinary advice. The advice perhaps we've been following, the world is following. I think nothing will really change for the better. And I think it's easy to think, following ordinary advice, that it isn't possible to be peaceful. It isn't possible for there to be world peace. You know, sometimes even when we talk about world peace, people think you're naive. What a joke. World peace. Yet this is Buddhist aim. All Buddhist teachings are for world peace. Every teaching Buddha taught, and he gave 84,000 teachings. Wonderful. That's a lot of learning we have to do. Every teaching is for world peace. So I think it's clear that the methods that we're using aren't working. We will never solve our problems permanently by external methods. We will never find the lasting peace and happiness we long for by external methods. We will definitely never accomplish world peace through external development. I think we just need to use our own experience. You know, we're intelligent people. We're very well informed. We can see the world situation. We experience our own personal situation. So we just need to understand it's not that peace isn't possible. It's that we're not using correct methods. We need to rely on enlightened advice. We need to follow different methods that aren't coming from ordinary views. This is the advice of enlightened beings. Or I can say, Buddha's advice. We need to follow wisdom advice. And it will be very easy to tell if that advice is correct. It's very easy to tell. Because when we begin to put it into practice, because the teachings given by Buddha are scientific methods to produce peace and happiness in our own mind and in our world. When we put them into practice, our problems and pain diminish, our peace and happiness improves, our life becomes happy and meaningful. And we have greater and greater ability to help our family, our community, our city, our modern society by being an example of a peaceful, positive, happy person.